Savitri, Book 7, The Book of Yoga, Canto 7, The Cosmic Spirit and Cosmic Consciousness, pages 556 and 557. Her spirit saw the world as living God. It saw the One and knew that all was He. She knew Him as the Absolute's self-space, one with herself and ground of all things here, in which the world wanders, seeking for the truth guarded behind its face of ignorance. She followed Him through the march of endless time. All nature's happenings were events in her. The heartbeats of the cosmos were her own. All beings thought and felt and moved in her. She inhabited the vastness of the world. Its distances were her nature's boundaries, its closenesses her own life's intimacies. Her mind became familiar with its mind. Its body was her body's larger frame, in which she lived and knew herself in it, one, multitudinous in its multitudes. She was a single being, yet all things. The world was her spirit's wide circumference. The thoughts of others were her intimates, their feelings close to her universal heart, their bodies, her many bodies, kin to her. She was no more herself, but all the world. Out of the infinitudes, all came to her. Into the infinitudes, sentient, she spread. Infinity was her own natural home. Nowhere she dwelt. Her spirit was everywhere. The distant constellations wheeled around her. Earth saw her born. All worlds were her colonies. The greater worlds of life and mind were hers. All nature reproduced her in its lines. Its movements were large copies of her own. She was the single self of all these selves. She was in them, and they were all in her. This first was an immense identity in which her own identity was lost. What seemed herself was an image of the whole. She was a subconscient life of tree and flower, the outbreak of the honeyed buds of spring. She burned in the passion and splendor of the rose. She was the red heart of the passion flower, the dream white of the lotus in its pool. Out of subconscient life, she climbed to mind. She was thought and the passion of the world's heart. She was the Godhead hid in the heart of man. She was the climbing of his soul to God. The cosmos flowered in her. She was its bed. She was time and the dreams of God in time. She was space and the wideness of his days. From this she rose where time and space were not. The superconscient was her native air. Infinity was her movement's natural space. Eternity looked out from her on time. End of Canto 7. End of Book 7.